It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 777.
What's happening, guys? What's going on? Happy hump day, ladies and gentlemen.
Big announcement.
Well,
if you haven't watched the or listened to the special announcement audio on the podcast feed,
we'll do it again right now. There's a new podcast in the house
called
Hump Day Replay
with
Georgie Boy. No words now? Jeez, you were fired up before the show.
How
you feeling, George?
Feeling good. Overwhelmed, to be honest.
Yeah.
The episode's been up for 3 hours and just so much great feedback already. So, thank you, everyone.
Give us a once over on what the show is and how it all came about.
Hump Day Replay was my segment on the Daily Talk Show where I released a video every Wednesday, Hump Day. And we've now expanded that. And I've got my own show. I've got a podcast.
Yeah.
So, sitting down with a guest each week, going through some old bits, looking at highlights from the week, looking behind the scenes. And for the first episode, we had the exclusive chat with Grace and Vista 97.
Yeah.
Which was amazing.
Which is why Grace couldn't come on the show.
Mm-hmm.
It was Georgie Boy's exclusive. God, he's just swinging, isn't he? He's just real power. He was saying, not allowed her on the show, mate.
That's not true.
Yeah.
It just sounds...
Building George out as some sort of egomaniac because he's the furthest thing from it.
But
I'm not feeling too good about this.
I just want to be careful that we don't do what we hate in radio, which is we hate. Well, we got a call from the boss. The bosses said we can't.
They actually do it seriously. I do it outrageously. It's called what's the word?
Sarcasm.
Sarcasm.
Also, happy birthday to producer Jess.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday.
Do you clap out a birthday? We do.
We need a little blowers. You got your birthday card there. George pointed out something about the birthday card. We went for the corniest one that looked like you'd find at a big media company.
Mm-hmm.
What did you notice about the birthday card, the writing in it, George?
What do you mean?
You noticed that it was the first time you'd ever seen someone do something in a birthday card.
Yes. So, we all wrote little notes like what happens in an office. And Josh did dot points for the things that he likes about you.
I think that was nice.
Yeah.
It's, I liked it because you took cues from my emails.
That microphone.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Yeah. No, that's all right.
Just quickly, Hump Day Replay, Jack Post was on the show.
Yeah.
That's you.
It's not about you anymore, George, okay?
Oh, this is great. I'm loving the egos at the desk. Could be a... egos at the desk could be what we call the producers in the future. So, how was it? Can I just say the difference between... my perception of you and then when you were doing your best of bits, your highlights of your life as turning 30, I feel like you are way looser than what you make out to be with your fucking long emails.
This is true. You did get to see a different side to me that night, didn't you?
Yeah. Do you have your social media locked down? Like, do you ever have to worry about your, clients or who you work with, or have you been someone that's a bit of an open book and everyone sees everything?
No, if you're on my Instagram, you get to see the real Jess, mm-hmm. but I don't accept just anyone. Okay. I'm private. It's on lockdown.
Really? Yeah. What's the criteria?
If I think you can get along with me and you can appreciate my sense of humor, then mm-hmm. we're okay.
What's your sense of humor?
I think I'm silly. You would have seen that I'm just silly.
Silly, yeah. You were buried under sand and someone was feeding mm-hmm. you a bottle of
wine.
Yeah. You were dancing on a cone in Bunnings.
Yeah.
Somebody come get her.
Is that a song?
Sounds like it's just singing.
Okay, yeah. You want to talk?
not as much. I actually read an article about the, it's just a data mining site
that's also China. Quite entertaining.
Yeah. Mm.
If that's what data mining sites are, I'm pretty happy with them.
Same. And so, I guess, are we still in ISO? Are we saying we're in ISO? Or what's the...
What do you mean?
It's for the birthday. I'm just getting a sense of having your birthday during COVID. Was it different than a normal birthday?
Yeah. If I had a... If it wasn't COVID, I would have had a massive party.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Because I just love being around my friends.
Mm. Well,
it was a lot, more tame than what I would have wanted. But
mm-hmm. You were booking in a winery, but then you know for a bunch of people, but then they
said no.
Computer said no.
Really, how many people did you want?
We were going to have 40 because
40.
Yeah, it was going to be a joint party between my friend and I. There would have been more if it was pre-COVID.
I love these guys are blown away that you've got friends.
40. Yeah, 40's a lot. Where do you find them?
I've still got all my school friends. Like we're all still really tight. And then when you move around workplaces, you've got small groups of friends. Then and now I've got you guys.
Yeah. We would have come?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, great. That's actually the best outcome.
How you get friends, Josh.
No, but this is the best outcome because I would have come too. But we didn't because we couldn't.
So I just kept it small in the end.
What sort of birthday cake did you have?
Mum got me a caramel sponge, which I sorry, Mum, but I hate sponge cake.
Oh, really? 30 years and your mum doesn't know what sort of cake you like.
No, I feel like she tried to get something else, like just a caramel cake, because I love caramel.
Yeah.
And then that was the option.
The closest.
Yeah.
Did you eat it?
Yeah, I ate it because I felt
struggled
bad.
Struggled through it.
Where'd she get the cake from? Do you know?
I think she got it from the cheesecake shop.
I was going to say that as a joke.
Why is that a joke?
I don't know.
I couldn't work out
where the cheesecake from.
Yeah, Bendigo, whether they would have had sort of your bakery, or I could imagine that they've sort of become a bit franchised and have those sort of different options, you know.
Yeah, they have both. Mm-hmm. It's quite big.
We had a cheesecake shop sponge the other day. It was great.
Whereabouts?
For Hannah's birthday, a friend brought it over and it was like a fruit flan one, but it was a sponge. Best cake I've ever had.
Yeah. Really? Your sponge cakes are phenomenal.
It's really light.
Mm-hmm. Josh thought it was a pizza shop once, got half and half with brie.
I did. Yeah. No, we've gone to... You know, I think that if you were to get... Not to get to Uber Eats so quickly, actually, I'll ask you guys. If you were to get a dessert from Uber Eats, starting with you, Sevs, what would you get delivered?
Oh, delivered.
And have you ever...
No, I've never got a dessert.
Okay,
delivered.
So this is really
Uber Eats. I'm not usually someone to order dessert.
Okay.
I'd probably get...
It fits your brand.
I don't know. I feel like, I mean, it's a bit vanilla, like a brownie.
It's not vanilla at all. It's chocolate.
If you were to get box brownie or something like locally here, it's very desserty. Mm. What about you, Jess?
From Uber Eats, I'd probably get ice cream. But if you were asking me about my dessert choice, it would be creme brulee.
Oh, creme brulee. Right. I don't know how that would go Uber Eats.
No. Mm. It wouldn't be crispy anymore.
You'd need a blowtorch.
Yeah, I'm the same. I would get a tub of ice cream from Messina.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've done
hazelnut
that before.
And pistachio.
Yes.
You can get Krispy Kreme donuts. You can get
on Uber Eats.
Yep, donuts from this pizza joint near my joint.
Mm.
This is all the things Amy's sister gets and I sometimes get a little
bit. Scab.
No, but she ordered donuts, not the Krispy Kremes.
Uh-huh.
She ordered Andrews? Donuts from a pizza joint and it was like Italian donuts. Came with like three, came with ice cream, cream. It was outrageous the amount she got and it was cheap. Anyway, you were telling a story this morning, Jess, about something that happened up in Bendigo at your parents' joint the other night.
Yeah.
Where you were scared shitless.
Yes.
What happened?
I'm still scared. So I was in bed, it was my birthday, and I was on my phone responding to texts, and I hear this man yell out saying, "Help."
Oh, that's scary. The last time that happened was 3D Dill splitting his thumb open in the kitchen.
Well, there's a few words like, "Help." What do they say? Yell, there's a fire, even if there's not, because everyone responds to fire.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone responds to help as well. It's like someone's in need. There's no explanation needed. It's just like, what do we need? Let's help this guy.
And but so, it kept going.
How many times?
I think maybe 8 to 10 because I heard it a few times.
What sort of a...
He was fully yelling.
How far away from you?
So, I was saying to the guys that we're on 5 acres, but you can still see the houses around us. And so, it's a little bit eerie because like we went out onto the balcony and we heard it one more time, but then we didn't hear it again.
Fuck, it sounds like, because you hear these like farm accidents. You hear about like the fucking tractor, he's been run over by his tractor or something.
In country Victoria.
That's exactly what I thought.
Why is that crazy? No, isn't that like, I imagine that like, you know, we have, like when it comes to work safety ads, it's like, oh, you know, put your
hand in the bread machine.
Just like, oh, fuck, one of the bits of bread.
Now that can happen at Coles Local.
But we're not like wheat farmers. Or,
okay. No. Or caught in a fence or so. I imagine like a motorbike
But this was at like 12 o'clock or 11:45 at night.
Oh, that's scary.
So it was freaky because we're surrounded by bush as well.
I hope you have a solution for this, because if this is just like, we don't know what happened.
I don't know what happened.
They called the cops,
though. We called the cops because we felt
000
like-
131-444.
We called the desk, the home, like not the-
Called Brian, one. The good family friend from the-
But one without the lights.
Yeah, 131-444.
Yeah, yeah, whatever when you the need Bendigo the- version is.
Which you probably just call the local station.
Yeah, 543. Yeah.
And so did they come out?
Yeah, so they came out and then they drove into our driveway and then back out the back side of our house and then out again. They didn't talk to us. And then they went to our neighbor's house and then they drove off.
Mm. That's all they did. I feel like I want solution, like I want resolution with this.
Well, I'm just stressed because I watched so many scary movies and I told you that I watched all of the Saw movies recently. Mm-hmm. So it's just
that's silly.
No. So you like gore? Because I asked you on Slack whether you liked gore. Do you like gore or not?
I don't like that gore. Like if you cut yourself and were bleeding, like I couldn't handle that here. Mm-hmm. But the Saw movies, I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah. What about, I mean, there's some horrible shit in those Saw movies. Mm. It's like-
Yeah, I mean, thought up that.
And so, do you like being scared?
Yeah, I like scary movies.
And so, were you enjoying it secretly when that guy was yelling at help?
It's different.
Was
it?
Was there like a sort of pain in his voice?
Help! No, it wasn't like that. It was fully. I can't do it, but he was fully yelling. But it's just weird that that's all he said was just help, not you know, fuck off or something.
Yeah,
like if he was getting murdered, which is what was obviously going through stabbed. My head.
Yeah, yeah.
Honestly,
he's not going to swear at a tractor, is he?
Yeah.
Well, I probably would. Mm. I yell at the range hood if I hit my head.
I think I'd be saying things though, like "somebody come help me," not just "help."
I guess if you're on your last breath, not to get too dark, but like when I nearly drowned, the water was entering my lungs or whatever a little bit, and so I was like, "ow!" and like all the salt is sort of hitting your throat. I was fine. I got saved.
What is this story?
So I nearly drowned in the Gold Coast when I was like 17. Oh. I was going to go surfing the next day. And so I thought I'd go, is it body surfing? Mm. Body surfing, just without a board. And I didn't see the sign that said not to go above sort of your waist. And I went a bit deeper and then I just started getting slammed by waves. And I was screaming for help and no one was coming. I was like full on panicking. Mm. And then a lifeguard came. They lost their surfboard trying to get me. And then another one came and got me. And then a lady came up to me after I'm like, because you get like brought in, I'm on the surfboard and they sort of like, you know, swim you in. They're like, oh, you can get off now. Like I'm like fucking just holding on to it. And they're like, no, like seriously. And I'm in like, a 30 centimeters of water, 15 probably. A lady came up to me and she said, oh, I saw you waving. I didn't realize that you needed help.
Mate, that's drowning people. People don't look like they're drowning when they're drowning. That's the problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. And you can't, some people can't yell.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what happened.
That lady just thought you were a lovely young man. Just look at him waving at us. I mean, being scared as an adult happens less and less. Bodie, we scare Bodie.
Mm.
My brother sent me this funny video of him just like walking into Bodie in the TV room, my parents' joint, and he rah, scares him. And it was so funny. And then my brother and I are sitting there watching TV and the little shit comes up and does the same thing and scared the fucking life out of us. Mm. like that's what happens.
Yeah.
You teach your kid how to do that or you do it to a kid. And they do it back to you.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time you were scared, George?
Oh.
When did you record Hump Day Radio?
Yeah, that was scary. I can't remember the last time I was like properly scared. Come back to me on that one.
Maybe bring it up on Hump Day because it's not getting airtime here. Mason? Seeing Grace.
No, it was actually after. So when we were leaving to go to the beach house, we were turning out of the street that our office is in and we're turning left and someone comes up and they've got their knuckle and they smash on the window. And then Grace and I just have the biggest fright and it turns out Harry just looks in and he's just tapping on the window. But he hit it so hard that it would have cracked the window. Like it was literally, we thought it cracked the window.
Sounds like Harry.
Actually, I do remember one time I was like slightly panicked, went to the theater. And it was during this time where there was all these like terrorist attacks and stuff going on.
I hate this
shit. There was this like packed theater and there was this guy that was just looking really sus. He had like a backpack on and he's like looking around and just like, I couldn't focus because I was like constantly just like glancing over at him. He had no one with him. He was just like dodgy as looking, sitting there just like holding his bag real tight, like sort of looked a bit panicked. And yeah, that was scary.
Nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
There was a guy with a backpack. I remember one of the first times I was ever on a train and I was very scared of like terrorist attacks. And I was on the train and I saw this guy with, they'd just brought in, what are those reusable bags, like at Woolworths or whatever. It was like one of those sort of green bags. And there was all cables and wires hanging out of it.
Oh.
And I'm fucking freaking out. This really happened. And then as he walked past me, there was a fucking explosion and glass went all over my face. And what had happened is when he had walked past me, someone had thrown a rock at the train.
Oh, yeah.
But the timing was so perfect. It was so loud. And with all the glass, I thought that was in a fucking explosion. They had stopped the train. Everyone had to get out.
Oh, God. Wow.
Mm.
Very annoying. My brother, who's upstairs at the moment, I wish he could be here to tell this story, but when we were young, he got mugged. Guy held a brick, came up behind him, held a brick up and said, "Give me your phone." It's back when people used to actually steal phones. Yeah. No point now. But yeah.
A brick for a brick.
Yeah, it would have been. Maybe he asked him for his wallet or something, but getting mugged.
Mm.
I remember back in the day, there was like some kids that used to... Did you know the term like getting rolled?
No.
Did you know that term?
Yeah.
Getting rolled. And it was like older kids, you know, kick over your shit. Like it was a thing you didn't want to be is get rolled.
Mm. We would get rolled at like the old tech company I worked at, like for lunch, rolled. Good little... Yeah.
But it was a
rice
big...
Paper rolls.
Rice paper rolls.
Yeah. It's a big thing. And so I remember being around... And it was always like you knew the kids who rolled other kids, but then if you were with somebody who knew them, it was like, oh, God, I'm so safe now.
It's
horrible. They weren't even that much older than us.
We were talking yesterday. We didn't get to it on the show. Find Friends.
Oh, yes. I asked Sevs, have you got Grace on Find Friends yet?
Mm. No, not yet.
Jess, have you got anyone on Find Friends?
No.
You locked that down like your Instagram?
Yeah.
Ain't nobody.
Really? What's your feeling on Find Friends? Would you... No, it's too soon. Go on.
No, tell me.
Can we have you on?
Why do you want to know where I am?
Oh, well, it's just convenient, you know. It's like, are you stuck in traffic? What's going on? I've got Sev.
You still haven't added me.
I've got... Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Why do I need
GB
to add you?
I don't know, because you're...
No, why can't you add me?
I don't care as much as you do.
Yeah, I mean, it was something Josh initiated quite early in our relationship.
But why?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I didn't... I like understand. It. I added my brother. He removed it.
Really?
We had it for a little bit. He removed it.
Mum is crazy with me. She'll be probably listening. I love it. It's fine.
You love mum?
Yeah. she'll it'll be like midnight or something. Mm-hmm. And she'll be like, she can see that I've like been out or something. Mm-hmm. Just pulling into the driveway and then she'll be like, home safe?
You know, you can you set up parameters? Like
yeah, fence.
So if, but can you do it for other people? So
I'd be surprised if
when I know when you get home.
I don't know. I feel like it would be using a lot of my battery if you were tracking me like that.
Well, no, but can you? Because I know I do it when you can do Amy's on the way home sometimes. It's like, I've only done it a couple of times because it's fucking hasn't worked properly. But if Amy's coming home, signal, signal within 5K radius.
No wanking.
Anyway, George's mum, how are you? You have a sweet relationship with your mum, George.
Just quickly, what's the 5-minute warning for?
It's not a 5-minute warning. It's just if I wanted to do... Oh, put dinner on, it might have been for that.
What, you 5 minutes before you want to be able to...
No, I want to be able to know...
for 5 minutes.
Hold off doing the
potatoes.
Doing all my chores until...
I get that. Like, I'll definitely... Dishwasher, that's something I would do.
But there's some people who have a real aversion to it. It sounds like you don't, Jess, or you do?
I probably wouldn't... I don't want to do it necessarily, but if you want me to...
No.
That's
no,
pretty much bullying.
No, I think... I wouldn't... I'm only comfortable if everyone wants to do it, but it's all mutual.
I think it's actually we were talking about boundaries with people you work with earlier in the week on the show.
Yeah.
And it's... I mean, that's one of them. Probably not best to have your employees on...
Yeah, on Find Friends.
Find Friends. So, Sevs, you can exit the deal if you need. This hasn't been a...
I mean, it's good to... what's it handy for? What, like...
What is it handy for?
Making sure that Seb's made it to Blair Gowrie okay?
You were looking at that?
No, I feel like the only legitimate reason for it is for kids.
Cool. I checked Tommy when we had Friday night drinks here at the office. I woke up midway through the night and checked your location to
Where
make
was
sure
I?
You got home.
Is that home? Yeah, great. I mean, it's great for relationship. It sounds like Seb's and I in a relationship.
I think it's good. You get home, I mean, right? It's yeah, what's the worst that could happen? Like, I guess we're not like a company that's cares too much about like when you come in, like it's all sort of output driven. We don't care where you are, that type of thing. But I get the from an optics perspective, it potentially doesn't look good. But
it's right. It's alignment. It's
I still have 3D Dill, our intern yeah, on like too. He's 15,000 kilometers away.
Yeah,
I have him.
Do you care what he's up to?
No, I find it interesting. I zoom out sometimes. I'm like, wow, look how far we are away. Isn't that crazy?
Mm. That's how you get perspective through fine friends.
Yeah, just zooming out. No, if you want to get perspective, get Google Maps and zoom out.
Yeah. You know, it is handy, but I don't think it. I definitely, there would be some clause in HR departments.
That says you can't do that. Well, I remember big business. When I was at the fire brigade in the media department, I got to do a, why is that funny?
Because we've decided that you're not allowed to say media department.
Yeah, you when you're in the fire brigade. Yeah. That's all you just say that. Yeah, just yeah, say it.
Yeah.
You know,
so, when I was a firing. Yeah. No, so I they encourage people, employees, to go and do a shift. And so I got to do a shift and go in the truck and all that sort of thing. And
you're fire.
Yeah, basically. But I was sort of questioning them around like, oh, there's a few inefficiencies here, which like, you know, it's a 20-year-old who had just done their disc or whatever, or 19-year-old who had done their disc and was sort of like on the obnoxious side of things, you know, talking to them about processes. But what it turns out, because every single time they would go to a different location, they had to walkie-talkie in and say, you know, going into X zone or this zone. I'm like, guys, GPS, we can fix all this. And because one thing about the MFB, the Fireys, they've got some of the strongest unions. And one of the things is they don't want to be tracked.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
So they don't want them knowing where they are.
Mm. You know, postcode, like the postcode thing is a weird
postcode.
So they announced yesterday that there's going to be a lockdown starting tonight in 10 postcodes. But those 10 postcodes are spread across 36 suburbs. And I didn't know how that made sense. There was some gronk on the radio this morning talking about how there's different, like there's multiple suburbs within some postcodes.
Multiple suburbs. Yeah, of
within
course.
Some postcodes.
Yeah.
Which I thought was like Brighton has a postcode. Abbotsford has a postcode. Yeah, Collingwood has a postcode.
Yeah. But I just know like Listerfield South, I remember there was like another, you know, sometimes they share if they're small.
So that's but it is confusing that 36 fit in 10 postcodes.
Yeah, and so they've gone back to what we did for a while, where there's only 4 reasons why you can leave your house,
which is pretty much any reason you can leave. It's like leave for work, leave if you need to get essential groceries.
But then, but the filter is that if you can work from home, you should.
Yeah, it's still confusing though.
Yeah, definitely.
It's still, It's like you can leave the house, but then why?
Mm. A part of me, I sort of like the idea of it being in one of those postcodes.
Why?
Just to take some of the guessing out of it, doesn't it?
If you're going to stay home the whole entire time, then yes.
But well, Bree's working from home. Like there's no plan for her office to go back in because they're doing food and all that sort
of
thing.
Are they making chocolate still?
Yeah, they just started. Actually, Hey Tiger has relaunched. So if you go to Hey Tiger's website, you can
buy
got like new range and stuff.
Right.
They've sort of shortened their range, made it a bit smaller. But get in on that.
There you go.
Free little plugs. No, that's great.
Just on the COVID thing, just quickly. Do you see how many people were refusing to get tests? Because they're doing door knocking around those postcodes. And basically, you could just go out on the street and get a test.
Can we come up with a good reason for why people would say no?
No. So I think the number one reason,
I think it's fucking
what they were saying
idiots.
Is people don't want to do the invasive test. And so Daniel Andrews, I think 2 days ago, was it's like, I understand.
Please.
Like,
please do the right thing.
I couldn't be more clear. That's as good as I got. If you, yeah, he was basically saying that the reason people aren't doing tests is because of because you're doing the nostril thing. So now they've got the saliva stuff.
Okay.
They reckon a lot of them are young kids, like infants.
Yeah, but there's different ways of testing them now. So there's no excuse.
Oh, I mean, I was thinking about Bodhi getting a test, a little thing going in his nose. I'd have to hold him in a chokehold or something.
He would forget about it quickly, no?
It goes in pretty far.
If you got a lollipop afterwards, it'd be sweet.
He loves a lollipop. A haircut.
I was thinking, you know, I like to outsource admin.
Mm.
I was like, if I wasn't feeling well, what would the effectiveness be of getting Bree to get tested, given we spend so much time together?
I was thinking about this because if one person in the house gets tested and you've all been around, like if so, would Bodhi need to be tested?
You want to get Bree tested instead of you being tested, because then if she's positive, then you're going to be positive.
Correct.
Well, it's safe to say that if I tested positive in my house, Bodhi, you just assume he's got it. Based on me having it. I get that. But even if you do get, you'd have to lock yourself down while, yeah. I mean, I just wonder how many couples there are.
Wait, so if a couple, so you think that, so if Amy wasn't feeling well, you're done until she gets her results back. Is that the idea?
Yeah, it's so quick though. It's like a day and a half.
That's good.
2 days. Mm. Some people get them back, you know, following day. Mm. And so, I mean, that's just the right thing to do. The people that are refusing tests, there's a bunch that aren't doing it. They're not refusing because they don't want to have invasive, you know, procedure. They're just saying, we don't want to be told that we have to do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just don't care, basically. It was like 1,000 people in those suburbs. Ridiculous. That's a lot of people to say no.
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
It's not good. Moving from COVID and Uber Eats, we've done both today.
Thanks, George.
Yeah. No worries.
GB, the having your own podcast.
Yeah.
What's been your first impressions? What's been your learnings? What should people be listening out for?
Listening out for me learning how to do it as I go.
Mm-hmm. Were you nervous?
Yeah, I was nervous. But it's just something way outside my comfort zone. So,
have you always touched the mic like that, or is this new since we got the wide angle?
It's confident.
You're doing it like it's your final performance of like Australian Idol or something. Yeah. It's got that. Remember the guy, the bald guy that did the song Drops of Jupiter on Australian Idol? Fucking loved that track. Like after he sung
good
that,
track.
I was like, yeah, and he did a really good version. Yeah. But I just feel, maybe not him, but you know, I feel like there's a certain type of performer where they're like, oh, look, he's struggling to dance. What we'll do is we'll get you on a mic stand and just do a little bit of, just work the stand. And I feel like potentially that's what you're doing, JB. And so anyway,
I was a bit nervous because I, you know, haven't hosted a show before, mm-hmm. and it's about running, guiding conversations and guiding the show. But having Jack there, I think was the best. Like, couldn't think of a better person mm-hmm. to help, because he was just so relaxing.
What's happening? Yeah, next week, because he's not there.
Yeah, don't know. but Mason will be on every show, mm-hmm. and he was awesome. I think he talked more than me, which was great. You know, the learning was I can, I'll find bits and sort of have an idea of where it will go. Yeah. And Mason's great at like reacting and asking questions and that sort of thing, which helps a lot.
Did you forget anything? Was there anything where you're like in the moment, you're like, fuck, I forgot that?
Oh, there was probably a few things that there was a couple of things I didn't say or put in, uh-huh. but
like what?
I mean, there was one snippet that I was going to play, which was about you guys talking about Ghost in My Room, one of the Release the Sound songs,
mm-hmm.
and Jack performing it at his 2013 comedy show. So I could have put that. I didn't really have anything after that. Like, I could have played it, and then I don't really know.
So you had it as a snippet. Did it make it into the show? Or?
No, it didn't make it into the show. Yeah. I was actually almost, if you listen all the way to the end, there's a phone call, which is really funny. And we're running out of time. Jack had to go to the gym, and I wanted Jack to be there for the end. So I was actually almost thinking about not putting that bit in.
Really?
Just because it was like cutting it fine. But I'm glad I did. It was really funny.
Okay. Yeah, what I'd love is for people to go and we'll put in the show notes of this episode, but Hump Day Replay, if you type that in, Hump space Day space Replay. On Apple Podcasts, you were mentioning about being on the charts, on Apple Podcast charts. So he was saying there was this bit where he's like, it would be funny if I got into the charts. The boys have only been in the charts once, and it was when Zoe Foster-Blake was on the show.
Bury it, mate. Bury the lead.
But the way that the charts work from an episode, a show perspective, is it's based on subscriptions. And so if a bunch of people, new subscribers, so if a bunch of people subscribe today, if we get an influx of subscribers, you could get in the charts, and then you can do a screen grab. And then you can do one of those sort of gloating posts. I got the line graph done last night, you know?
Yeah, that was great. Yeah. So pull out your phone now if you're on it. Just go to Hump Day Replay, subscribe. I've done it. Jess, have you done it?
I have done it.
Great. George, have you done it?
I've done it.
What a maniac. What? Ego maniac.
No, actually, one of my favorite types of Instagram polls to do is those ones where it's a bit of a setup. So I'll say, hey, have you subscribed on Apple Podcasts? And I say, yeah, nah. And then whenever I get a nah, I just like DM them and go, what's the deal? I'm not liking the show. Just fucking unsubscribe from all of it. Just, I'll block you. But we didn't have a single person saying nah.
Oh, great. So, that's so great. Exciting. No, I'm overwhelmed.
I'm going to text this to a bunch of people. I'm going to text the link saying, say subscribe. I mean, this is the old school. This is what you resort to when you don't have Insta.
No, this is good. Any update on the Insta?
Jules Lund messaged me this morning, said, how's it going? And so he's back on the case. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it should get sorted. I got a weird text message this morning and it was from Facebook. So you click on it, some weird number, but it literally has like the verification number, the two-factor authentication that
sounds
actually...
good.
So I use two-factor authentication to try and log in when it all got shut down. And then that same message thread, I just got something that said, Tommy, Christopher, blah, 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 has shared a new update. I don't know.
Is great. Give it to me. I think that, please.
Give it to me. So, no.
I think that this means Facebook, you're all good.
Nah, because I then tried to log in.
Yeah. Can I have just it, please?
Yeah, so here we go. There we go.
This
that's what I.
Good.
Well, I thought it was. I said to George and GB that, fuck, this could be good. George and Jess. I'll try and log in now. Let me try and log in now because this could be a huge win for the team. Why would I get something prompting that I had a update?
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send me that text because it's saying that you need to log in to see the update. And so I'm just going to send it to me.
Let me just log in.
You try.
You can't use Facebook because your account or activity on it did not follow community standards.
Okay. All right. So I just sent it to me. I'm going to go because I reckon it looks like a forum post where they've or like some sort of ticket system, which might be behind a thing where you have to log in. So I wonder if because I'm logged in.
I mean, the message for that guy that it did say it was from is like Chris, a big network marketer.
Did you look him up?
No, I know who he is. Friend's cousin. Always like, mate, would you like to catch up for a coffee? Love to chat to you about a few opportunities.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if it's a
is he from phishing? He's not from Facebook?
It's not phishing because it's...
Did you say it was from the official number?
That's what I mean. It's come through on the text thread of the two-factor authentication. So, it can't be a... That's not phishing.
I'm just trying to log in.
Log in on who?
On Facebook. Here you go.
Oh, yeah.
Life is better with happy, healthy children.
You see, he's probably a network marketing...
So, he's just... Like, yeah, he's just sent...
Me,
somehow.
That's fucking weird. Anyway,
Tommy Christopher shared a new update.
That's so
reply,
weird.
Okay, to turn off SMS for. So you've got some sort of
what?
Push you've got notification
through my SMS
for someone does a new post and you get a text,
which is great because that means your account's not deleted.
They definitely don't delete them.
But do you follow this guy, Chris?
I used to. Yeah. When I had Facebook.
Yeah, I wonder, there's something there. I mean, back in the day, Twitter, when Twitter started.
Oh!
Here we go.
Oh. No, that's Amy's. Logged back in. I don't know how that's happened. Hang on.
This is good. This is happening Amy live, Jacket. Everyone, if fucking you're just hell. Joining.
No, I've logged into Amy somehow.
Hump Day Replay Instagram account. It's freaking me out that I don't have access. Do you feel like you're...
Do you want access?
I don't need access, but do you think you're across it as an admin? What can people expect?
No, you can have access.
No, I would prefer if I didn't, but what can we expect?
I need, I'm a bit what should I do? Just post a bunch of behind the scenes stuff, random stuff happening around the office.
Yeah, well, who's it for? What's it for? What do you think?
Who's it for? People that listen.
Big fans.
I don't know. See, I'm pretty slack with social media.
But I'm have to fix that.
Yeah, so we've got Mr. 97 and you, the two of the worst social media users in the country looking after this.
Yeah. It's basically everything that wouldn't even make it onto the Daily Talk Show Instagram.
So it's the shit stuff.
Yeah. Okay. And good stuff.
I did like that Hannah on Monday when you recorded the hump day replay, you had lunch, which was a slice of bread.
Sad.
Which I believe was going to be toasted. Was that the idea?
Yeah. And there was also some vegetarian shepherd's pie.
Okay. So there was a piece of bread in a sandwich bag. Sandwich? Sandwich.
Yep.
And on the bag it said, you're going to smash it. I love you. Sending love or something. So proud of you.
Yeah, that was cute. I'll post that.
That's great. Yeah, great idea.
I threw out the bag yesterday. So you got to fish it out of the bin?
I took a photo. Yeah.
Oh, cute.
I'm the social media guy for them. The web guy, yeah. Josh. Yeah. For Hump Day Replay.
All right, guys. This week, I'm also going to create a new Facebook page and Instagram account if I don't get it back. Jess prompted me this morning, said, what are you doing?
With what, sorry?
Starting a new Instagram account.
Okay.
Fed up.
Mm. No, I get it.
I said he needed to bite the bullet.
Yeah. Mm. But she was like, maybe t.jacket. I was like, absolutely not. That's the.
What was your idea?
I just basically refused unless I get a handle that is just one word or. No, not
Tommy.
One word. But like,
Tommy.
No, but like.
That'd be great.
There's no dot, no underscore, none of that bullshit.
Yeah. Hey.
None Can of that. You use Tommy Jacket or is it.
No, nah, it's gone.
No.
They've retired.
What about Tommy's back?
If someone's definitely got that.
Tommy Backett.
Tommy's Backett.
Tommy Backett.
That's Why do you funny. Find that so funny, Jess?
She's silly. She's got a silly sense of humour.
Oh, yeah, that's good. You wouldn't notice at first.
Yeah, there's someone who's got, someone's got Tommy's back.
Everyone's got everything.
And then someone's got Tommy No Insta. Someone tagged me in something like Tommy No Insta. There's some poor bugger. I'll work it out.
So any the one thing that please. Everyone's got to do today, go to Apple Podcasts. And also, if you live at home, get your parents' phone, get whoever, anyone that's got Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and let's see Georgie Boy's Hump Day Replay in the charts.
That'd be awesome.
Love it. Right. All right, guys.
It's the Daily Talk Show. See you tomorrow, guys. Have a good one.
See ya.